Hello, 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 everybody. This is Simeus Day, and I'm doing yet another podcast for the Above Network, this time for BelowTopSecret.com. Got a lot of stuff I'd like to talk about, but I'm going to keep this one a little bit lighthearted, and I'm going to stick to the movie topic. I don't know about all you guys, but I absolutely love movies, and there is nothing in this world I hate worse than a fucking prick who just has to judge every damn part of a movie. I mean, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but have you ever been to the movies with somebody that just cannot appreciate a movie for entertainment value? That they have to sit there and pick out every fucking little thing that's wrong with the movie. Like, oh, look at that phone. The phone in the cut before that was light green, that one's dark green, this fucking director sucks. Those kind of people, I absolutely fucking hate these people. And it seems to never fail that anytime I ever go to the movie theater, one of these fucking pricks sits behind me, and oh, I just want to choke them. And one of these days, you're probably going to lose me, because I'm probably going to do it. And I don't know why. I don't know why they bother me so bad, but it's just sheer ass stupidity to me to pay, you know, $10, $15, $20 for a ticket to go see a movie, to just sit there and tear down the most inane crap. And I could blow up right now and just go off on a tangent for an hour about all the things that make me sick about these people. But I think I'll spare you that. But anyway, there's a few things that I've noticed that these people seem to have in common. And the main one being, they tend to have absolutely no social life. All they ever really do is watch movies. And I don't know, I guess that maybe that says something about them. Maybe they're just fucking unhappy and they've got to tear down the only thing they really have in their life. That, and a lot of them are drama majors. I don't know any of you guys out there, or girls either way, if you ever dated a drama major, maybe you had better luck than me, but they are a complete pain in the ass. Not only do they judge every movie you watch, but they judge every restaurant you go to. They judge the freaking car you drive. They judge, you know, the groceries you buy. They judge their clothes, your clothes, the bitch in Walmart's clothes. And it's just everything nitpicky shit, just constantly. And I've sworn them off for that reason. They make an already hard life so much harder. And they make it almost impossible to not break the law, because it's truly hard to listen to their shit and not just choke them. But maybe that's just me, I don't know. Anyhow, I'm smoking. Get that little blowing sound, that's all that is. Anyway, these people are just they're the bottom of the fucking barrel to me, anyway. I guess what I'm really trying to say is, if all somebody can find to bitch about in this world is movies, it's probably a pretty good time to sit back and kind of reevaluate your life a little bit and maybe rethink a few things. And now that I got that out of the way, I guess I might as well do a few little movie recommendations for you guys, since I've already done the books and a couple other things here lately. Some of you already know I'm a huge horror movie fan. I love horror movies. The first movie I ever remember owning was Night of the Living Dead when I was 4 years old, and I've been hooked on them ever since. And that being what it is, I guess I'll go ahead and recommend a few horror movies to you guys in case maybe you haven't seen them, or, you know, remind you to see them again. And the first one would probably be Demons by Dario Argento. This is just a totally kick-ass movie. It's so cheesy. It's almost hilarious, but at the same time, it's gory as hell, and it's actually a pretty good story. Just to give you a pretty simple synopsis of the movie, it's Italian horror, and the basic premise is these random people are given a free movie ticket to this new theater that's opening in town called the Metropole, and you know, they're invited to go see this movie for free. And when they go see the movie that's showing is a movie about demons, and skip ahead a little bit, a demon gets loose in the theater, and then everybody comes to find out, after freaking out, panicking, you know, the theater's completely locked, completely shut down, they're trapped inside. And from there, it's just awesome. And that's about as far as I'm going to go into it, because I hate giving away movies. But it is just, it's an awesome movie. It's got a kick-ass 80s soundtrack, and you should definitely check it out. And if you can't find it under Demons, look for Demoni. That's probably what it's going to be listed under. It's dubbed pretty terribly, but the dubbing actually makes it even funnier. And from there, definitely got to see the Evil Dead trilogy. Anybody that likes horror and has the least bit of a sense of humor has got to love these movies. And, you know, Evil Dead, the first one, it's not so much meant to really be funny, but Evil Dead 2 and Evil Dead 3, which is Army of Darkness, they're hilarious. It's great movies, and they all three of them star Bruce Campbell, which I don't, you know, most of you probably know who he is, but if any of you have seen the movie Bubba Hotep or watched The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., that's Bruce Campbell. And Bubba Hotep, by the way, that's another movie. You guys here at ATS should love it. You should love this movie. It's, you know, it's Bruce Campbell playing an old Elvis in a retirement home, and Ozzie Davis thinks he's JFK, which he's black, which makes a little bit of a problem, but he's convinced that when he was shot, the doctors put his brain into this black body. And it's just a great movie. And one movie I definitely want to recommend, all you know who Johnny Depp is, and I don't know about y'all, I love the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I've loved just about every movie Johnny Depp's ever been in, with the exception of that crap that was Chocolat or whatever it was called. But one movie that I think everybody should see is The Ninth Gate. And the basic premise of this is you got Johnny Depp, he plays Dean Corso. He's a rare book dealer and pretty much just a crappy guy. And he makes his living screwing people over, pretty much. And he gets called in to investigate the Nine Gates of the Kingdom of Shadows, which is a book that's purportedly written in cahoots with the devil. And the author was burned at the stake. And now there's only three copies of the book that are still around. All the rest were burned with his body. And he sent out to investigate and try the, because the owner of the book doesn't believe the book's authentic, the copy he has. So he sent out to go investigate the other two, And during this time, he meets up with all kinds of shady ass people. And I'll pretty much leave it at that. Just, you know, if you want a little bit better synopsis, look it up on IMDb or something like that. Because I don't want to give anything really about this movie away, because it's just a kick-ass movie. And I don't know anybody yet that has watched it that I know of that didn't like it. It's, you know, it's one of those movies that didn't get a lot of play over here. I don't even, it may have went to the theater, but I don't remember it going. But you should definitely check it out. It's a great movie. And that being what it is, I guess I'll go ahead and spare you guys any more of my BS movie talk for today. But thanks for listening. Feel free to leave me any comments, cuss me out, whatever you want to do. And go ahead and say hey to Green Eyed Leo, Lori, Little Bro Steve-O, and this is Jason, a.k.a. Simeus Day, a.k.a. Hector Morales, and I'm out. Stick around and enjoy the song.
The surface is so cold and worthless. All the things that I have still come from there. So